I was reading about this jellyfish that never dies. Instead, it reverts to its asexual state and then grows up again.
We thought my 90-year-old grandfather had reverted to an asexual state, but the lawsuit from his Jamaican caregiver proved us all wrong.
My point is, immortality is not only a possibility, it is real.
Only if you're this jellyfish, which periodically reverts to a mass of undifferentiated protoplasm.
If I could keep my Gmail account, I'd be okay with that.
Well, fellas.
Hey, buddy. Hey.
Remember when we were trying to figure out what that smell coming from Professor Tupperman's office was?
Yeah.
Turns out, it was Tupperman. Dead at his desk for 2 weeks.
Oh my God.
In lieu of flowers, the department chair is asking that everyone donate a bottle of Febreze.
If we're going to change the topic from jellyfish, I'd be okay with brine shrimp or the history of the unicycle.
Show a little compassion. The man died.
And turned into a puddle of goo. Now, we can either sit around and cry over spilt professor, or we can rejoice in the knowledge that a tenured position has just opened up. I choose to do the latter.
Excuse me, the whole tenure system is ridiculous. A guaranteed job for life only encourages the faculty to become complacent. If we really want science to advance, people should have chips implanted in their skulls that explode when they say something stupid.
Well, I believe people do their best work when they feel safe and secure.
Sheldon mimes an explosion in Raj's head.
If you need my nose, you'll find it firmly wadged up the rectum of the tenure committee.
You PhDs gonna go suck up like Kripke?
No, I mean, I'll apply, but I'm not gonna stoop to playing politics.
Yeah, me neither. It should be about the work. And if I can't get tenure, I'd like to see you or Sheldon get it.
Yeah, Raj, don't dangle false hope in front of Leonard like that.
Excuse me, but I think I'm just as qualified as you are.
Sheldon mimes Leonard's head exploding.
State that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall,
we built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
The Big Bang Theory.
So tenured means a job for life?
Yep.
And you can't get fired even if you're bad at it?
Not really.
Wow. Sounds a lot like being a pretty waitress at the Cheesecake Factory.
While I disagree with the premise of tenure, if they gave it to me, it wouldn't diminish my output. I'm like the sun. Can't turn this off.
Are Rajesh and Leonard competing for it as well?
Mm-hmm.
Do they know they don't stand a chance because you're so great?
Well put. I must say, I go back and forth on this boyfriend-girlfriend thing, but those moments when you worship me really keep you in the running.
It would be nice to have the increased income. Stop taking money from my parents.
Money from family does come with strings attached.
You have no idea. They buy me a new BMW for my birthday, but can I get seat warmers? No. Rajesh, if you want a warm butt, you're gonna have to pay for it yourself. Well, maybe I will, old man.
Wine for now.
I just keep thinking about how cool it would be if I called my mom and told her that I got tenure at Caltech.
She'd be proud, huh?
Oh, very. Assuming she takes my call.
And my primary concern with being granted tenure is living with an insanely jealous roommate after the fact. I might need to sleep with a gun under my pillow. Or a chainsaw.
Or you take advantage of your newfound economic stability and move out. Buy a house, get married, start a family.
You're the chainsaw.
And I will return to New Delhi in triumph atop a bejeweled white elephant. And you know what will be on that elephant's back? A seat warmer. No, father, you may not have a ride.
So, who do you have to schmooze to get this deal?
I'm not gonna schmooze anybody. I'm gonna let my work speak for itself.
That's great. That shows a lot of integrity.
Thank you. I'm a naive idiot, right?
Oh, good, you heard me.
You know, if you really want tenure, maybe you should cozy up to the people making the decision.
Sheldon Cooper does not do cozy.
You don't say.
But I suppose it wouldn't hurt to know who's on the committee. Let's see. Janine Davis. Oh, dear.
Is that a problem?
Well, yeah, even you. You're a slave.
Janine is a black woman.
I'm a what?
I'm not sure. It could go either way.
Leonard enters a gym where Janine's working out on a cross trainer. Looking a bit shifty, he walks over to her.
Hey, Mrs. Davis!
Hey! Dr. Hofstadter.
Just thought I'd come down and start getting ready for swimsuit season.
Good for you.
Not that you need it. I bet you look great in a swimsuit.
Thank you.
I've got what my father used to call furniture disease. My chest has fallen into my drawers.
He's now on the machine next to hers.
I'm not familiar with this model. How do I make it start?
You push start.
Right.
Leonard does so. Then he braces himself, holding on to the two handles.
This one might be broken.
You have to move.
Got it. Oh.
He starts to exercise, but looks less than comfortable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, now I'm feeling it. Oh, this is great. I could do this for the rest of my life. Hey, speaking of things you do for the rest of your life, did I read that you're on that tenure committee?
Yep. I gotta get a home gym.
I'm sure you have a lot of good applicants. I just want to say hi and let you know that I'll be throwing my hat in the ring.
All right, I'll keep an eye out for that.
Hey, Hofstadter. Funny seeing you here for the first time in ever. Go away.
Janine the Machine, let's do this.
Hey, Barry.
Look at that. Burned a whole calorie.
I guess you got here early to burn off that banana bread I baked you.
Yeah, it was delicious. Thank you.
No, my pleasure.
Well, if you like banana bread, I've got a great recipe. The trick is in fresh ground. I'll email it to you.
All right, I'm warm. Way to kick it up a notch?
Let's go.
That's enough cardio for me. I'm gonna stretch out before I hit the weights.
Leonard lies down on the floor.
You okay?
How's someone?
Janine's been sent a video on her laptop.
Good day, Mrs. Davis. This is Dr. Rajesh Kutrapali from the Astrophysics Department. Don't be alarmed, I'm not really in space. Anywho, I'd like to take this opportunity to tell you about myself. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the following 90-minute video.
Oh, come on.
Born in New Delhi, the third son of an itinerant gynecologist, I showed early signs of genius. At the age of 5, I discovered a celestial object which later turned out to be the moon.
Mrs. Davis.
God, they're everywhere. Come in. Dr. Cooper, how can I help you?
Yes, hello, I'm fine. I understand you may have a bad impression of me, so I bought you a gift.
Dr. Cooper, that's not necessary.
It's too late. Get ready to like me.
Roots?
The tragic history of slavery in America. Fun for the whole family.
Why would you think this is an appropriate gift?
Well, you are black, right?
This meeting has come to an end.
Because you want to start watching it right now. Copy that. Let's see. Up next on the tenure committee is Professor Wu. Get ready for the complete works of Jackie Chan.
Gentlemen.
Where have you been?
Nurse's office.
Asthma attack?
Asthma, heart, some kind of attack. I'm fine, though.
But you guys going to Professor Tupperman's memorial?
I barely knew him.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to look like you guys are brown-nosing the tenure committee. We will all be there. Oh, yeah, that's what I was hoping for. Meerkats.
Howard mimics a meerkat.
I won't be able to make our date night this Thursday, so bad news for you.
You better have a good excuse this time, because trimming Q-tips to fit your ears right is obvious nonsense.
First of all, when you say things like that, people think you're crazy. Second, the reason I'm canceling is because I have to attend a memorial service for Professor Tupperman.
It sounds like a long and tedious evening.
It will be. Honestly, if I must endure a long and tedious evening, I'd rather be with you on date night. But I have no choice. The tenure committee's going to be there.
Oh, well, in that case, perhaps I should come along.
Well, now that I think about it, that would be most helpful.
Of course it would. I'm well-versed in academic politics, and as a respected scientist, I can only raise your stock as a candidate.
Well, actually, I meant you could drive me. Yeah, but if it makes you happy, that other stuff, too.
Do anything interesting today?
Not really. I was out shopping with Amy. She wanted me to help her find something for this memorial thing.
What? Sheldon's going to be there? We all promised we weren't going to go.
Oh, what a jerk.
I know. I was hoping to go without anyone finding out.
Well, since Amy's going, do you want me there, you know, to support you?
Oh, that's nice, but it's just going to be a room full of boring old men. I'm not sure how much help you'd be.
Okay. Just going to tie my shoe while you think about that.
She bends over, and Leonard stares at her bottom.
Oh, yeah, no, thanks. That would be great help. Realize you might kill some of them.
Well, then you all can get tenure.
Come on, Daddy. All the other scientists have seat warmers.
This is so humiliating. I've got to get tenure.
Okay, let's meet halfway. How about I cut my cleaning lady down to twice a week?
Looks like we're both going to be living like animals.
Let's go over our emotional responses one last time.
Okay.
Professor Tupperman is dead, and that makes us...
sad.
The fact that there are so many people here tonight doesn't make us cranky and claustrophobic. It makes us...
glad.
Giving Mrs. Davis the box set of roots was...
bad. Yeah, however...
no.
Yeah, fine, bad.
Unbelievable. You have some nerve showing up here just to schmooze with the tenure committee.
You're here.
Excuse me. I'm here to pay my respects to Professor Tupperware, or whatever his name is.
So am I. His passing makes me feel bad.
Well, 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 Sheldon. Fancy meeting you here. I guess the train store in Glendale wasn't having a cotillion after all. And you said you weren't coming here either.
I have a thick accent. You don't know what I said.
I'd like to know why Penny's here.
I'm here to support my man, just like you.
What are you going to do? Take people's drink orders and get them wrong?
Do it.
Penny removes her coat to reveal a sexy black dress she's wearing. Raj can't stop staring at her cleavage. But Sheldon's nonplussed.
What, does she do it yet?
She plans on flirting with members of the tenure committee to further Leonard's cause.
Well, that's a fine how do you do. Don't just stand there, take your breaths out.
Howard and Bernadette arrive.
Ooh, meerkat fight.
You're all wasting your time. Sheldon is the most qualified for the job, and no amount of gravity-defying bosom's gonna change that. Seriously, is that tape? Like, how are they staying up like that?
Way to hit him with both barrels.
You two should be ashamed of yourselves, using women to advance your cause with sexuality and whatever Amy plans on doing.
Are you implying that my girlfriend has no sexuality to exploit?
Yes.
Okay, because that was not clear.
Sheldon!
What? That was ambiguous.
Well, now it's ambiguous. What are you gonna do about it?
You can talk some smack about his mother.
Yes, of course. He wouldn't like that at all.
Well, you do what you want, but I don't want to lose my friends over tenure. Friends are forever.
So is tenure.
No, I'm just gonna go home and let my work speak for itself.
You're right. This is beneath me.
How about it, Sheldon?
What do you think I should do?
Well, you'll always be an academic success, but I seriously question whether you'll make any more friends.
Well, I don't want any more, but let's go.
Are you kidding? I would love to babysit for you.
I could not ask you to do that.
Nonsense. Children love me. Something about me just makes them laugh and laugh.
Behind Janine's back, Kripke's expression suggests he can't believe his luck.
No. We cannot lose to that jerk.
Yeah. Screw it. Bring in.
Mrs. Davis? Mrs. Davis? Mrs. Davis? I know you're in there. I saw your car in the parking lot.
What?
I just found out that you recommended myself, Dr. Hofstadter, and Dr. Kuthrapali to be on the short list for tenure.
Well, despite your quirks, the three of you are very accomplished in your respective fields.
I don't know what you mean by quirks, but I do want to express my gratitude.
You didn't bring another gift, did you?
No. No, I learned my lesson. I understand that was inappropriate.
Good.
Anyway, thank you.
You're welcome.
When Janine offers her hand, Sheldon taps it with a series of street hand gestures.
I'm gonna pretend that didn't happen.
Yeah, right on, sister.